The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
It's the first day of the month, which means payday for a lot of people. So what do you do when the money comes in? Do you splurge? Do you treat yourself to something? Or does it all go straight back out the door with direct debits? And are there bad habits that we have that are impacting our financial well-being? Well, joining me now to tell me more is MD of DNG Financial Services, Cian Carolan. Hello, Cian.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Good. It's payday for many people, or perhaps last night the money came in. Is there a right way and a wrong way to deal with it when this happens?
Yeah, I suppose I'd urge people to avoid the payday rush and the impulse temptations that are out there, and there's plenty of them. And I think the first 24 hours after being paid is what sets the tone for the rest of the month.
Mm-hmm. So you eliminate any feelings of joy that you might have when the money jumps into your account.
No.
Like, oh, you must treat this like any other day.
Treat it like any other month. Have structured fun, Claire, right? So it's a bit... It's about planning the treats, the nice things in life. And trust me, I like those, but I plan for them. So when they come around or when I want to do them, the money is there for it. And so I think it's just working in order of priority and having that hour once a month where you sit down and you just blast through all the transfers that you might need to do and make sure that all the money is in the right account for the bills to come out.
Is it a wise strategy to have all of your direct debits coming out on the day that you get paid so that you never really see that money, as sad as that might sound?
Yeah, I think that's the really priority fixed costs that need to come out. I think the sooner they come out after you get paid, the better. And it means that you've dealt with the really important stuff. And I think it's about prioritising bills first, saving second, and spending last, I suppose. And then I think, look, I'm having these conversations quite a bit more so lately than ever before. And it's really just about making sure that people are setting aside enough money for the important stuff, but putting guardrails up around the discretionary spend, because that's where people probably leak the most amount of money as well.
Right, explain that to me now and what you're concerned about.
So allowing yourself enough money to get by week to week, allowing yourself enough money to spend at the weekend, be it going out for a bite to eat or going out for a coffee or brunch or something like that. But allowing yourself the money for that, but putting set kind of parameters there, because without that, you know, overspend inevitably happens. And it's not about...
So there's no big treat on payday is what you're saying?
No, it's not to say that necessarily. It's about planning the treats. And I know structured fun again, but it's about setting aside enough money that there is room for those treats, that there is, if it's a night away or if it's going to a show or a concert, that you are leaving enough money that you can allow a little bit of a build up. And there might not be something on in a given month, and then you get 2 months building up, and then you start to build up a little bit of a pot. It's just allocating money towards the things that inevitably are going to happen. And look, we all have our weak moments and our moments where we just go, do you know what, let's go to whatever, Home Store more, and let's get a few new bits and pieces or whatever, and then you drop €150 before you know it. But if you've allowed for that to happen, then you can do it kind of guilt-free, I suppose.
Uh-huh. So every month should look the same.
It's really boring, but every month should be the same. And, you know, there are certain things that happen every month, but there's also certain things that happen every single year, but maybe not every month. And they're the things that people don't account for and budget for monthly. Whereas if you sit down, and we do it at home every January, we look ahead to whether it's a wedding or a holiday or it's Christmas, whatever it might be. And we say, okay, that's the total cost for that stuff. That doesn't happen every month, but it does happen every year. We divide it by 12 and we set aside enough money every month for it. And then it's not such a surprise when it comes.
So would you advocate then to have separate saving pots for all of these things? So you have one for contingencies, you want to try and build up your buffer. They're your savings that you don't touch, your long-term savings.
Yeah, I'd certainly differentiate your bills account from your spending account. And then I'd even differentiate again your kind of savings from those. So, like, I mean, three priority accounts are your bills, your spending account and then your saving account, then there's clarity there and then there's no crossover between the three.
So you can't dip into the savings or the bills, the money for the bills, if it's not all in the same account. And it stops you from doing that.
Exactly. And then the earlier the bills come out, the less likely it is you've dipped into a pot that you really shouldn't have dipped into.
The danger, this is from a listener, the danger with bills around payday is that bank holidays delay getting paid and knock on then into your bills, which is Mattis. Do you understand what that point that person's made?
And it's a fair point. And it's not to say that pay in and bills immediately out. It's to say that as soon as it's practical and reasonable to come out afterwards. So, yeah, of course, a couple of days after. So if you get paid on the 31st of the month, maybe second, third of the month, maybe have your direct debits coming out.
Yeah, so you don't have that worry as well if there's a delay in the money going in. Would you advocate for spreadsheets? Ask this listener, myself and my husband, have everything listed on a document and it really helps.
Exactly. And the spreadsheet has transformed the way we manage our household, and it's kind of the structure that a lot of people do need to have in place. It's that accountability, it's the structure. And look, like, we manage our finances like we manage a business, you know. And if you, like, we set a plan out at the start of the year, we try to stick to it, and if it has to be adapted during the year, we do that. But without, you know, things written down, without it being structured like that, you really don't know where your money's going and you don't have clear direction.
I was reading a piece where, you know, we mightn't be in a recession. The economy is still going well despite what's happening in Iran. But there are many households that feel like, because their spending power is reduced, that they're in a household recession. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've never seen such high income earning households struggling. And, you know, we're talking big earners coming to me saying, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And I suppose the bit that people probably don't budget for is the fact that you look at your utilities are going up year on year, your health insurance, your broadband,
your grocery shop.
Yeah, so everything is getting incrementally more expensive. So it's probably wise to buffer in maybe a 10% buffer every month to allow for things that might be increased month on month. And, you know, every month you look at the direct debit coming out and you're a little bit surprised that it's a bit higher than the previous month. And we had that with our own broadband this month, kind of caught us off guard. It's a small enough bill. But when you've got multiple bills coming out, you start to take note of increases that happen.
So what are people doing then? Is the discretionary spending going down or is the saving going down?
I think both are going down. I think people are probably making decisions practically day to day, week to week, and maybe just saying no to a few more things. And yeah, I think savings, again, it's probably the last thing that's happening. And in an ideal world, you know, when things aren't as tight as they are, ideally savings is probably the second thing to happen after the bills are paid. Because if you say to yourself, okay, I'll save what's left at the end of the month, invariably there's nothing left at the end of the month. But if you've deliberately set aside a little bit at the start of the month, you know, it's more likely that that will still be there by the end of the month.
A garage owner or a person who runs a garage been in touch. The amount of people I see that don't think of car repair or maintenance costs and don't have the money for them. They drive big expensive cars, but they don't think of the running costs. And this person is advising that we put away €50 a week for motor expenses. Is that another account now that we should have?
Yeah, and look, again, it can all go into one pot or it can all go into separate pockets, whatever way you want to manage it. But that person's quite right. I mean, we're fooling ourselves if we're not budgeting for that every month. And again, that could be a €600 or €700 spend in October this year, but that might be evenly spread across the first 10 months of the year if you're setting aside 50 or 60 quid a month. And that is the way to do it. And so when you get those one-off bills like that, if you manage and plan right, it shouldn't be a shock to the system.
All right. And one on mortgages, a question coming in. The best way to reduce your mortgage repayments, fixed term, change lenders, where to get advice, all of these questions. So obviously somebody there is facing an increased bill.
Yeah. And look, there's a lot of people coming off low fixed rates from earlier years. And yeah, look, if you look at things like, there's really good supports out there, the likes of the CCPC website. That's a great tool to be able to compare and contrast your current rate against what's available in the market. And there's always good brokers out there that you can speak to kind of compare your current position versus what's available in the market.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of competition entering the market, Cian, is that right?
Yeah, more and more. It's still low enough market share. The pillar banks command the majority of the market still, but there's definitely more and more new players coming into the market. It's keeping them honest and it's definitely justifying having the conversation about what else might be out there.
Mm-hmm. So no big treats today?
I've structured in and planned my treat today, so I'm okay.
structured fun. That's our takeaway, Cian, from this chat. Thanks so much for coming in. Cian Carolyn there.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.